This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live.
I could use a little sugar thrown on me. Something to brighten up this day. I mean, oh my God, Matt Gaetz is going to be Attorney General. Ew. Oh, folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the information swamp. Fact, there's more misinformation and lies on social media than there is in mainstream news outlets. Maybe that's why Republicans always complain about mainstream news outlets, because it's harder to lie on them. I mean, for real, though. And whether you break this down by registered voters and who they voted for, or you start looking at where younger people, basically, you can splice the demographics, right? You can look at this stuff on the basis of race, age cohorts, voting patterns, etc. And here are some interesting points. Obviously, we know that younger people read less news, right? They consume it on TikTok, Insta, Facebook, and of course, the dreaded platform formerly known as the Twitter. And that's an issue, right? Because what we haven't done in public education is taught people how to consume information in the new information swamp, right? When you couple that with confirmation bias, if you don't know what that is, I defined it last hour. You can find the previous hour and all of my prior shows at civicmedia.us/shows. And specifically my show at /Maggie Dawn Show. Confirmation bias plus getting more lies told to you means what? Right? Like 2 + 2 = 4 here. So social media has more lies and misinformation. Plus, we know that we're humans, and so we exist in a place where our brains will seek information that confirms our worldview and our beliefs. What does that equal? And we've got an algorithm that does just that all the time in all social media. All it's doing is feeding you the pellets. Press the button, get the pellet. Press the button, get the pellet. Press the button, get the pellet. That means that more of us, if you tend to consume your news on social media, are receiving a more steady stream of lies and misinformation that reaffirm our already existent beliefs and values. And we are less likely to see facts and truths that challenge our pre-existing ideas. That is really dangerous in a democracy, right? Isn't the whole point here to engage in great conversation like we do here on Civic Media and vigorous debate? Isn't that the point? And so this information swamp is making all of this worse. And again, the fact of the matter is, the actual acting president of the United States come January of 2025 is Elon Musk. And it only takes, I used to say, 3 billionaires and a bad idea for the world to go kablooey. It's actually 2 billionaires, 1 billionaire, 1 alleged billionaire, in the form of Elon Musk and Donald Trump to make the world go kablooey. This is scary. There is no Twitter equivalent on the left. There just isn't. Threads, you know, oh, Mark Zuckerberg has now bought a really fancy big old gold chain and is like letting his hair grow long and he started Threads. Well, no one's on Threads. I know some people are moving to a thing called Blue Sky, but the fact that I had to look up what that is sort of proves my point, right? Like most people, it's TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and the Twit, run by the Twit, who apparently has bought the entire apparatus of the U.S. government for the bargain basement price of $42 billion. I mean, that's what he bought when he bought Twitter, right? For real. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Here's what. The New York Times did a bit of a study, so has Pew Research Foundation. Younger men younger men that are likely to vote for Republicans are increasingly getting their news from Reddit and YouTube. And basically, if you think of these are all private companies, right? We don't know what the algorithms are. We don't know what they're doing. Elon Musk can change them day over day to promote whatever content he wants to promote and to push down content he doesn't want amplified. We the public, do not have any transparency into how all of these platforms are running. That's scary, right? Like, well, they can just change it at whim. And they do. Elon Musk has. Oh, it's a free speech platform. Except if you're saying, you know, progressive things or supporting Kamala Harris, then I'm going to rewrite the algorithm to deep six your progressive take, right? Like, that's actually what is happening. Jack from Merrimack, you have some thoughts, sir. Go ahead, Jack. You're there.
Oh, I'm sorry. The constant lying is nothing new. It's been going on at least since 2015, the first time Trump ran. And I've been doing some readings by a woman by the name of Hannah Arendt. She's a German-American historian. She studied the Nazis extensively. And I'd like to give you two quotes which are quite appropriate to what you're saying. And the
Please.
First one is, this constant lying is not aimed at making people believe the lie, but to ensure that no one believes anything anymore. But the second one is the real kicker. The ideal subject of a totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi, but it's people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, true and false, no longer exists. And that's what the purpose of this Republican MAGA propaganda machine is for.
Could not agree with you more, Jack. I'm going to share some writings from some of these other thinkers, some going back decades on this very topic. I'm going to jump to one of those right now, but in just a second, I just wanted to make this point. One of the things that makes the information swamp possible is the utter collapse of local news sources like civic media. Hooray for us today is what I shall say. Be sure to share civic media with all your friends. We're going to take care of some business. Come right on back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Keep it locked. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a bitch. Come take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a... Come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.